Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right, when you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From the City of Angels in Los Angeles, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, coming to you live, along with my lovely co-host, former mayor of a California beach town and best-selling author, Debbie Peterson. And we are coming to you live and on demand 24/7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks on 26, count them, 26 global audio video platforms, including, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio, CastBox, MixCloud, Listen Notes, Blueberry, Blair FM. Oh, there's too many to list. In fact, we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of thousands and number one caregiver podcast on the top 50 on Player FM. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Coming back for the fourth time, Cheryl Mims, president and founder of Global Caregiver Network, LLC, and best-selling author of, unless she's written a new one, A Caregiver's Expression Anthology, Mother's Day Edition, Volume 1. Somehow I think she has written a later one than Volume 1, but I could be wrong. And before I get started, I do want to take this moment and thank my last week's guest, Linda McKenzie, author and owner of her own radio network, syndicated radio show. Not only show, but the entire network, heard in all 50 states and 135 countries. She has written a new book about losing weight. So just to remind you, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of our other 26 global audio and video platforms that I mentioned earlier. Okay, enough of that. Cheryl, so great to have you on the Caregiver Dave show.
Thank you.
And you brought a guest with you as well, Mr. Keith Demps.
Yes.
And welcome to you, Keith.
Thank you.
So you are probably the most optimistic person I have ever met in the entire world. A great promoter. You can take ice and sell it to an Eskimo. You could take dirt and sell it to, I don't know.
I sure can.
Anybody. Here, want to buy some dirt? Anyway, so some people may not know you. How did you become a caregiver, Cheryl? And how did you become passionate enough to start the Caregivers Global Network?
Yes, thank you so much for that question, Dave. Listen, it's all about caregiving. It's all about caregiving. We are all caregivers.
And if it's not, it will be.
Excuse me?
And if it's not, it will be.
You will be, absolutely. So that's what I'm getting ready to say. In one aspect or another, we are all caregivers, right? And so how did all of this come about? The Global Caregivers Network. Well, we can take it back to when I was about 11 years old or younger, when I was taking care of my dad, right? As a youngster, not even a teenager yet, I was taking care of him as he was going through his changes as a in and out the hospital, you know, drinking and what have you. One thing led to another. I ended up having to take care of him along with my siblings and my mother as well. But guess what? I didn't know what I want to be as a young lady, I'm not even a teenager yet. I'm just going to school, maybe what, the eighth grade, seventh grade or something like that. But guess what? I knew I had to take care of my dad. I knew it was already in my heart to do. I already have the DNA, the imprint, if you will, to take care of people. I didn't know what I was going to be as I grew older, but I found out my aha moment was I became a nurse, right? And taking care of my father, became a nurse, went to school, became a nurse. From there, graduated, went on, did whatever I had to do in nursing, and still working 3 days, 12 hours in the civilian world, still taking care of the wonderful people, right?
Yeah.
And all of that, I had an aha moment. They say whatever you do every day, that is your ministry. Wow. What was Amen. I doing every day? Isn't that it? Whatever you're doing every Amen. Day, that is your ministry.
That's right. Yeah, You know, you, Cheryl, you weren't alone. Pardon me for interrupting.
Mm-hmm.
But there are 6 million underage caregivers under the age of 18. And many of them, you know, don't get the protections of the labor board, you know, like a lunch break every shift and 2 10-minute breaks every, you know, so many hours. And a lot of times they'll say, you're not going to school today. You got to watch grandma, you know.
Right.
And sounds like you were one of those. And there are many, many, many more today as we speak. So go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? You just said something, because there is a caregiver youth network out there, which I'll connect with her later on. But yes, as youngsters, I mean, you just get caught in this situation, right? You're at home. This your mom, this your dad, your grandparents, whatever. And then you are there. And then you're the one to have to stay at home because your parents are working or whatever the situation may be. That was my story years ago. Yeah, I had to do it, right? So with all of that being said, but I found my ministry in all of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to school, became a nurse. Like I said, I didn't know what I was going to be doing. I'm in 11, you having fun or trying to have fun. Didn't know anything. End up going to nursing school, went through all that, went through all of the nursing. Then I just realized I have to do something. It's something I'm supposed to be doing here why I'm here on earth. We all have a purpose. The thing is, you have to discover what is your purpose.
That's right.
And that's what I did.
And you brought
I had an aha moment.
And you brought Dr. Keith Demps. Doctor, it's the same question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how is it that you became a caregiver, and how did you get involved with this crazy lady over here?
Oh, she's beautiful. Thank you, Dave. It actually started with me as a teenager. I never forget growing up in a neighborhood. There was a young lady, without mentioning names, came to. I had a fairly large family, 4 boys, 2 girls in terms of siblings. And when she came over, it was a personal accident that actually happened with her. And unfortunately, my parents couldn't get her calmed down. And I said, hey, let me try it. And I took her to a separate room. And all I did was just listen to her.
Huh.
I just listened.
Secret.
I mean, we as men, we like to fix things. I mean, Dave, we're a fixer. And this particular case, I knew just to listen. I didn't know. I don't know how, but that's when I discovered how much I really care about being patient. And part of caregiving is having a gift from God to be patient.
Right.
And sometimes the best way to care is really to listen. So that's how it got started with me when I was a teenager. And from there, caregiving for my mother, along with my other siblings.
Yeah, well, that's why God gave us 2 ears and only 1 mouth.
but you know, as women, we are talkers, right? But y'all turn us off anyway, but y'all when y'all done had enough. So
such a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, but y'all done had enough. Y'all turn us off, man. Okay.
So it says on your banner that you're holding your first annual Global Male Caregivers Summit. And I joked with you before the show. I says, how many speakers did you get? You said you had 10. I said, I didn't know there were 10 male caregivers in the whole country, because we are a minority, you know, because number one, we're not very good at it. We don't have the patience and the compassion and the empathy, you know, that Debbie and Cheryl have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do what you have to do. And the doctor and I are doing our best. And our wives seem to think we're doing a good job. So what the heck?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, you know, I got to step in there, because I think there are definitely characteristics that women exhibit over men, and socialization and all kinds of things like that. But that's not to say that some men also don't have some of those gifts, and then other gifts that are maybe also extremely important that women as a rule don't have. So don't discount you guys.
Thank you for sticking up for us.
And not just that, that's what this is all about, right? This is just a stepping stone, because this is going to be a major, major event later on. I'm setting up right now for the National Family Caregivers in November for next year. You got to do this stuff a year in advance almost to get the people that you want, the places that you want. So with this being the first one and this being a virtual, this is the stepping stone to the major event that's coming forth. So, yes, we have 10 wonderful headliners. I'm telling you, these guys are phenomenal. And you two, Dave.
And I asked the doctor, I says, were any of them, you know, shy and said, oh, no, I can't do that. And you know, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. And what did you say?
Oh, you know, no, not shy at all.
Would you tell them, Keith? No.
Don't you think that once you've been a caregiver, you've had to stretch the boundaries of what you can do, and all of a sudden things that might have scared you, you can look at it differently and say, well, if I could do what I've just done, I could do that too.
So your middle name becomes Fearless, I guess. That's certainly been the case for me.
Well, wait a minute. So let's ask you guys, I mean, what was there fear initially when you started taking care of your loved one? I know Dave talked about it one time. That he had no idea, right? So let's find out from you guys. What was the fear? What was going on initially when you had to take care of your loved one?
I'm so busy. How am I gonna carve out another third of my day? You know, what am I gonna drop? What's gonna suffer? Who's gonna complain? And so on. But people just step up to the bat. You know, I had a manager at the time, and he says, don't worry about anything. I've got your back, you know, and this and that. Beautiful. And family steps up. And it's like I was on vacation for, I don't know, for at least 6 weeks when I was living at the hospital. I
mean, it
wasn't really a vacation, but, you know, I didn't check in a lot of times. And so that's my story.
Beautiful.
Scary. I be honest, sometimes you want a book to tell you, okay, here's a guide, this is what you must do on this day and this day. No, it wasn't there. And not to mention, let's be honest, selfish. I don't want this to interrupt my life. I have a life. Why do you interrupt my life? And then also too, there's an area where you have to tap in to be real with your emotions.
For real. Wow. That's real. So we're going to have some of these male caregivers now. They're going to come share some real life stories. Then we also going to have educators, those that need to be educated in different areas of caregiving. We got they talked about dementia. They talk about Parkinson's. They talk about other areas. I'm not going to give it away. But we got some headliners that's coming that's going to share some wonderful stories in their journey as a caregiver, their products and services. Because we all need to know, what is the male perspective? Yeah, they're out there. Yeah, we know they're taking care of them, but they don't talk a lot. Like he just said, Keith just said, you guys are fixers. You're detailed. You're not trying to stand on the stage and tell a whole story, but that's what they're coming to do. Yeah. They're dropping the mic. They're going to come and drop the mic and open the mic. They're going to open the mic. Then they're going to speak in the mic. Then they're going to drop the mic. Okay? In that order.
So I have a question for you fixers. And I don't know if you guys, well, yeah, I do. You're a mechanic, Dave. I know you're a fixer. In fact, I know you're a fixer just from knowing you, because whenever I say anything, you tell me something that might fix it, which is usually helpful.
Sorry.
But I want to ask you guys about that, because on Sunday, I got the most amazing input on Facebook. You know, so often, and I've been in situations where I have been in a wheelchair or flat on my back for 12 weeks at a time, and people say, well, let me know what I can do to help. Let me, you know, I'm there for you if you need me. And that's really great, but it's still hard to ask for the help you need. Mm-hmm. And what I learned from Facebook post on Sunday is that whenever something happens like that, be specific about what you can do. Debbie, I can go get your prescriptions. That's or good. Cheryl, I can bring you dinner on Tuesday night, or beautiful. I can fix you a cup of coffee every morning at 10 o'clock and come say hello so you can take your shower. And that really spoke to me, and it solved a dilemma that I've had as someone who wants to help. And it's also, and it, I mean, it applies to local government too. You do what you got, you give what you've got, and you offer what you have. So I guess my question to you guys is, as caregivers, what would have been some of those practical things that you wish people had said to you?
You mean to help with the situation or help us?
Yeah. So you're in there, you're taking care of someone, you could use your family's help or somebody else's help. Instead of them just saying, well, you know, let us know if you need anything, which is good, but what could they have specifically offered that would have made a difference to you?
Oh, I can tell you immediately. Yeah, sometimes I just want someone to just listen. We as men, we need someone to listen to us and not judge. That's the first thing. And because there's no order in which to do things. Like we're speaking now, my wife just came on before we went live, and she's on her way to take her mother somewhere to get an examination. Well, I know that she needs my help, and we're communicating, we're looking at each other, but I want to tell her so bad, listen, I don't need to be here. Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do that. Even if it's missing here, so that I can accommodate her and to relieve her, because she's actually working while we're speaking live and taking a break to take her mother to her appointment. So it's really a listening ear to listen with us, to have an out. You know, we as men, we can suppress things sometimes, which is a bad thing to do because it affects the health. And I don't want to give away too much, but Debbie, this is a really good question, because we're in the midst now of caregiving, and we're being pulled like in 100 different directions. And all we really want is someone to really listen and then have a peace of mind and in the midst of everything that's happening.
Man, that brings tears to my eyes. Thank you.
Yeah.
I had a positive attitude, Cheryl. I just thought that this was a little bump in the road. Everything would be fine. And I think it's important to stay positive, because, gosh, if somebody told me while I was trying to be positive that 28 years later I'd still be dealing with this, you know, with a wife that can't talk and can't walk, and I don't know what I would have done, but I'm glad that I was on a need-to-know basis. And I was just taking, AA, you know, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. And, yes, also, I wish I would have somebody telling me that you can't do it by yourself. I know you think you can, but you need help. You need to go to a support group, because you need to vent. And if you vent to your friends, they'll stop calling, they'll stop coming around, and you won't have any friends. And just, you know, little things like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you expecting someone else to come in, Cheryl?
Excuse me?
Did you invite someone else to come into the room or no?
Yeah, if they want to come in, they can. I just sent out the link. If they want to come in, they're welcome to come in and share.
Okay.
The male caregivers. And so with all of that being said, Dave, I'm going to ask you guys another question. Was someone trying to come in first of all or no?
Yes, and I let them in and I don't know where they went.
Okay. All right. So with all of that being said.
Okay.
But, you know, with all of that being said, what is something? What did you do just to keep your sanity, just to keep your mental together?
Oh,
you know, it's real out here. It's real taking care of someone, man. I'm telling you. So, how did you keep your mental together? Either one of you guys can answer.
Dave, you can go first, because this just happened to me a couple of days ago.
Well, wasn't always mentally, you know, there anyway, because sometimes I've been accused of being an airhead and easily distracted. No. So it's like my mother, you know, she was always a little airhead like that. So it's hard to tell when she had dementia And she always acted like that. So, and I'm far from dementia, thank God. But how was I handling things? You know, I being a businessman, I thought that I handled it very well. I thought that I kept the emotions in control. And I think it all had to do with my faith in Jesus and my positiveness and my trusting God that all is well. I don't know how anybody can do it without faith in their higher power, you know, because it's very, very difficult. Awani, is that you? Can you hear me? He's muted.
Easy fool?
Maybe he wants to just listen.
Yes, he's open. He's one of the speakers, yeah, too.
And microphone, we're getting a lot of scratchy.
Good evening.
Yeah, you got a scratchy microphone. You got to try to get that connected better. Yeah, really bad audio.
Yeah, he's
I'm
gonna
mute
Ghana.
You until you can fix it. How's that?
Yeah, right. He's over in Ghana, West Africa. Oh. I was telling me, yeah, he got to get all that together, so it won't shut him off.
Is he one of your speakers? Is he going to be one of your speakers?
Yes, he is one of the speakers.
Wow, this truly is a global event, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Awani is calling in from West Africa?
Yes.
Just now?
Who is?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Awani.
Yeah, yes. He's coming in. He's going to be one of the speakers as well. So, yeah, we're trying to get everything going to be set up. I'm having them all to get all of their audio and technology and everything together, the virtual background and get everything together.
And if you have a microphone, if you're on a laptop, it's not working very well. So why don't you unplug it and try to connect your laptop's microphone, and I think it'll do a better job if you know how to do that.
Okay, he may just be listening now. Okay.
So let me give some advice also for folks who are doing this. Choose a background that you are in contrast to, but not so much so like with Awani that it's all white and so you can't see his face. So
you
two with your blue backgrounds.
Your too.
Yeah, have light on your face, not
like
behind
maybe
you.
Maybe an open window that's shining light on your face, perhaps.
Or a mirror. I've got mirrors and I'm in my garage, But if you have dark skin and you have a white wall behind you, no one can see the features on your face because it's too bright.
Well spoken. Thank
Same
you.
Same with me. I disappear because of my hair.
So this is good the way we have it right now. So I'll just share with everyone to get into a place and a space where the background is going to be up. You know what I'm saying? And we'd be able to see your features. Like she said about his feature because of the white. But he's going to have the banner, the virtual background behind him. Easy food.
Oh, that'll be much better then. That'll work because that color works for everybody.
Yes. So
there's some advice for our caregivers who think that they don't know how they could possibly go on Zoom. Well, we just gave you a couple of little pieces of really good advice.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at Easy food. It's hot out there. Easy food. It's hot over there, huh?
Come on. Good evening. We are in the evening from Ghana. It's 9. It's 8. At 23 p.m. in Ghana.
8:23 p.m. 8:23. So he's like 6 hours different from us.
Oh wow!
Yeah, 6 hours. So everybody gonna have to adjust their calendar, adjust their timing for when you come on. That's what I'm getting together now. I'm getting at the 9. It's gonna be from 9 to 1. But you got to set your wherever you're at. You got to set your time up in that time on the Eastern Standard Time. And they're coming in from California, Florida. All around the globe. He's Isifu is in West Africa in Ghana. So whatever time he comes, he probably gonna be at 5 a.m. I don't know. I know whatever his time is over there. So that's how we're going to do it. We done had the run through of everything. Everybody got their virtual background. It's gonna be wonderful. I just want them to practice. Come on, get your IT together, all your mics and everything. So that's how we're going to do it. So Isifu, give us say a few syllables.
Okay, I think I'm using a phone, but I think if I'm using the laptop, my virtual background is set with the flyer. So,
okay. you're using your phone right now, but you're going to use your virtual, your laptop for the event, correct?
So how did you come up with the idea of male caregivers? I mean,
number one, you know how that came about?
No.
Number one, we always hear from everyone else. We always hear from the female's perspective, right?
It dawned on me.
You know what? I know a lot of male caregivers. We have to let them come to the stage. So the technology is going back and forth. I'm going to get with you after this is over with EC Food, and we'll get it together. Okay. So this is the thing. With all of that going on, we had to do a male caregivers. We always talk about the females and what everybody else is doing. We need to hear the male caregiver perspective. And that's where that all came from. Because I'm telling you, these men have a story to share. They really do. And so this is what it's all came about. It was an aha moment. Whatever I do, it's an aha moment. And if you go track me back, it's always a first. There we have it.
Statistically, so there are 30% of male caregivers. 30%.
Oh, wow. So then they do need a voice. So I want to go back up to Keith, because Keith, you let Dave speak first on one of the previous questions, and then we didn't hear what you had to say. I don't think, or did I get confused?
No, he didn't talk.
No, I was listening. Actually, I forgot what the question was. I know what it was. It was what Cheryl asked, has there been a moment where something along the line where you thought
your mental health well-being.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mental well-being. How was that for you?
It was very dramatic. This happened about 3 to 4 days ago, to be very honest. And my wife and I, we actually had to, I'm looking around because I'm trying to hold myself together. We actually had to just walk outside and get some fresh air, but we had to do it separate. I had to get away from her, and it wasn't anything that she done or I done. It's who we were caring for. It's what they done. And I don't want to give it away before April the 13th, but the important thing was, it was a moment where we could have got on a plane one way and never come back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's real. That is real.
Yeah. And so what we had to do was, I love what Dave just said. If there's anyone, and I really mean this, if there's anyone that does not have a higher power than themselves, if they're put in a situation where it's humanly impossible for them to solve this, they must have someone or something that they believe in. For me, it's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in that moment that, I asked the Lord, I say, enough is enough. Enough is enough, because you want to leave. You want to just say goodbye.
Right.
And I don't mean leave like this earth. I mean, just, I'm done with this caregiving for this particular person. And it's really, and let me say this much, because I will say this on April 13th. If we fully understand this, this is very important. The caregiving is not really about who you're caring for. It's yourself. And if we realize the importance as a male, the weight that's on us to, I'm in a house with two beautiful young ladies. Women go through things emotional, and you have to be patient with them. You have to understand, and you have to give grace. And at the same time, you have to understand that, wait a minute, this is a spiritual thing that's going on. There's a spiritual warfare. And after coming back in the house and going to the Word of God, I understood it from Romans. Okay, this is what's happening. I'm in this moment, and this is how I deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But do not ignore my emotions or my heart, and that I need help, and I need someone to talk to. So I went bowling.
There you go.
Good for you.
Self-care.
Did you get a few strikes?
Well, I say like this: if I was bowling on lane 21, perhaps the ball ended on 22, maybe or 20. I don't care. I struck for something.
You just got out and had some fun, baby.
Yes,
Yes.
yes, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, believe it or not, we've come to the end of our 30-minute hour here, but why don't you tell the people what they can expect, when, where, how, and just talk about your event now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dave. So guess what, wonderful people? On Saturday, April 13th at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I want you to mark your calendar today so you do not miss this. This is going to be a golden opportunity to hear an array of male caregiver stories and their journeys, right? Everyone have a story to tell. Guess what? These caregivers, not just caregivers, male caregivers. Let's put quotes around that because they come to share their journey for taking care of their mother, father, sister, brother, loved one, whoever they take care of. They're coming to share it with you Saturday, April 13th, 9 a.m. to about 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mark your calendars right now. We also have Eventbrite complimentary tickets. Go register there and you will receive a link. We're going to be on Facebook. We're going to be on LinkedIn. We're going to be in StreamYard throughout different areas around the globe. So be there. Be there. And also what we have going on, Dave, is our wonderful, you did mention that I might have another book coming out. You know I absolutely do. This is volume two, A Caregiver's Expression, about Mother's Day. Those that have taken care of their mother, our volume two will be coming out on May 4th, Saturday, May 4th. We're going to launch it. It's going to go to the nations. It's going to go international. It's going to be a number one international bestseller. So get your tribe together. It's going to be a launch. We're going to launch it on May 4th. Volume two, A Caregiver's Expression, Mother's Day Edition. Listen, y'all got to get these books. I'm telling you, mothers, this is what I always say. Mothers are the epitome of God on earth. The
Amen.
closest thing you're going to get to God on earth is your mother. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Dave.
Well, I can't believe
That's
how
it.
fast our time has gone today. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank
And
you.
how can people reach you, Cheryl, if they want to learn more about what you're doing?
Absolutely. GlobalCaregiversNetwork.com. You can contact me also via email, Sherelle@GlobalCaregiversNetwork.com. And also, listen, let's get back to the basic. Do y'all still talk on the phone anymore? So let's go talk on the phone. 260-444. Oh, that's my personal. No, let's go back. 260-218-3377. Connect with me. I'm sure all of you in this listening audience is a caregiver. Connect with me. I know it's something that we can collaborate on, be it an event, a book collaboration. We're going to start going live in person to share your story. Connect with me.
Heath,
Thank you, Dave.
how do people get a hold of you and your consulting business?
Yes, it's kldconsulting.com. That is kldconsulting.com. That's how you can reach us. And I want to say I thank you so much, Dave. Thank you, Cheryl and Debbie, and all of each and everyone that's out there that's caregivers. Don't give up, don't get weary in well doing.
That's it.
And
Beautiful.
Debbie, how can people learn more about you?
The easiest way is mayordebbie.com, and that will connect you to me, mayordebbie.com.
Beautiful.
Very
Thank
good.
you.
And remember, all our live shows become recorded pod and video casts on all your favorite platforms. My number one best-selling book, Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times, is spreading wisdom all over the world. Available wherever books are sold and also on my free membership website, caregiverdave.com, where you can also schedule a free 30-minute initial coaching call. Talk about whatever you're struggling with. 30 minutes of wisdom can often resolve a debilitating problem. Again, caregiverdave.com. And don't forget my Caregiver Dave Facebook online community of 34,000 caregivers, lots of tools, resources, videos, this radio show, and much, much more. So, did you know that if you click the like or follow button on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this interview on, it helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google's search engine algorithm. So again, a true heartfelt thank you to all my listeners out there all over the world tuning in every Wednesday, making us the number one caregiver radio show on the internet. So until next week, same time, same channel. May God richly bless y'all. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Dave Nassani, the caregiver's caregiver, has just released his sixth book entitled It's My Life Too, Thrive to Stay Alive as a Caregiver. It was specifically written for caregivers who know they should be putting their needs first, but just don't know how. Dave is the sole caregiver to his wife, Charlene, since 1996. He knows firsthand what caregivers are going through because he is one. He now speaks all across the country, offering caregivers his amazing caregiver support package. Even the airlines tell us that in the event of an emergency, to put your oxygen mask on first before you help your child with their mask. They know that those who don't heed their advice often black out, thus becoming unable to help either themselves or their child. And caregivers are exactly the same way. It's My Life Too, Thrive and Stay Alive as a Caregiver will help caregivers who are neglecting their sleep, diet, and social life and learn to put their needs first. Pick up your copy today or buy one for your special caregiver on sale everywhere and at caregiverdave.com.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing.